Imagine a world where investing isn't intimidating, where building wealth isn't just for those who already have it. This is the vision Victoria Devine brings to life through her groundbreaking approach to personal finance. The traditional narrative around investment has kept too many of us, especially women, on the sidelines, watching our money lose value in low-interest accounts while the financially confident build their wealth. But what if the greatest risk isn't investing at all, but rather doing nothing with your money? The financial landscape is particularly challenging for women, who retire with 42% less superannuation than men. Yet financial independence isn't about your income level. Even high earners can live paycheck to paycheck without proper money management. The foundation is surprisingly simple. Spend less than you earn and invest consistently over time. The best time to start was 10 years ago, but the second best is today. Why? Because of the financial snowball effect known as compound interest, where even modest investments can grow exponentially over decades. We each have a unique money personality shaped by childhood experiences, particularly how our parents handled finances. Those who witnessed financial struggles might develop spending anxiety, while those raised in abundance often approach money with confidence. Financial psychology identifies 9 money personalities, from risk-embracing high rollers to security-focused safety players. This explains why generic financial advice often fails. What motivates a risk-taker might paralyze someone more conservative. Our money attitudes form by age 7 through absorbed family habits and concepts of scarcity or abundance. While we can't change our past experiences, we can reshape their influence on our present decisions. Most consider the stock market riskier than savings accounts, but the opposite is often true. When savings interest falls below inflation, your purchasing power steadily declines. Yet our risk perception remains oddly skewed. Many fear stocks, but readily take on massive mortgages because property feels tangible and familiar, despite its limitations in liquidity and maintenance costs. The same cautious individuals might impulsively invest in cryptocurrency based on viral success stories. For investors under 35, time is a powerful advantage that can offset many risks. Even older investors can build wealth through informed decisions aligned with their comfort level. No need to chase risky schemes. Challenge the distinction between looking rich and being wealthy. Going into debt for luxury items commits future earnings to depreciating purchases. Start by documenting your earnings, expenses, assets, and debts. This reveals whether you're ready to invest or need to address your budget. For those with variable income, calculate annual earnings and average them to determine investment capacity. Watch for lifestyle creep when spending rises with income. While it's fine to treat yourself occasionally, make spending intentional. Consider saving or investing at least half of any pay increase. Establish an emergency fund covering 3 months of necessities before investing. This safety net provides freedom from financial fear. Basic estate planning ensures your assets are distributed according to your wishes. Shares exist because companies need capital for growth. As an investor, you provide that capital because you believe the company will become more valuable, receiving ownership and a share of profits in return. Throughout recessions, depressions, market crashes, and world wars, share markets have weathered every storm, worth remembering when markets look volatile. 2 key factors drive share market success: regularity of investment and time. How consistently you invest matters more than how much, and with enough time, even small regular contributions yield significant returns. While shares appear volatile day to day, stepping back reveals a long-term upward trend. Investors make money in 2 ways: capital growth, when share prices increase, and dividends, your portion of company profits. Growth shares aim to increase substantially in value over time, while dividend shares focus on generating regular income regardless of price fluctuations. For beginners, consider starting with micro-investing, investing with as little as $1. This accessible approach lets you become familiar with share investing before committing larger amounts. Alternatively, ETFs, exchange-traded funds, work like big buckets where your money joins others to buy shares collectively, providing instant diversification across multiple companies. Many find property investing more familiar than other investment classes because real estate is already part of everyday life. While property can deliver significant returns, it's also possible to lose money through poor timing or selection. It's crucial to distinguish between buying property to live in versus as an investment. Your family home shouldn't be considered primarily as an investment, as decisions about it are often emotional rather than profit-driven. Today's average capital city property prices are now more than 11 times the average disposable income, a dramatic increase from the 1990s. Property investing requires weighing numerous factors. Benefits include tangibility, tenant contributions toward ownership, leverage potential, and tax advantages. Drawbacks include high entry costs, substantial buying-selling expenses, ongoing maintenance, illiquidity, and potential management headaches. For those with budget constraints, consider rent vesting, buying investment property while renting elsewhere, delaying purchase, or stepping up gradually from smaller properties. Contrary to common belief, ethical investing doesn't require sacrificing returns. Studies show ethical funds often outperform traditional ones. Ethical investment funds outperformed benchmarks on 1, 3, and 5-year basis, and sustainable equity funds outperformed traditional peers by 4.3 percentage points in 2020. To implement ethical investing, apply screens to potential investments after determining your values. Negative screens exclude companies that don't align with your values, like tobacco or fossil fuels, while positive screens actively seek companies making positive impacts, like education or clean water. Sometimes practical considerations may outweigh strict ethical alignment. For instance, inherited shares might carry significant capital gains tax if sold, making immediate divestment financially unwise despite ethical concerns. In such cases, consider counterbalancing by investing the dividends into ethically aligned funds, effectively using problematic companies' money to support causes you believe in. Creating a personal investment plan means breaking big goals into daily actions. Financial freedom comes from consistent choices, not income level. Dream big, set specific targets, and work backwards. Visualizing your future portfolio makes the process tangible. Choose investments based on your risk profile and allocate across different asset types. Diversification isn't just risk management, it can boost returns, what economist Harry Markowitz called the only free lunch in finance. Life changes, and so should your investment plan. Review regularly, especially after major life events like pay rises, relationships, or children. The journey to financial freedom means becoming more fully yourself, with resources to live your values. Your future self depends on today's choices. It's not about whether you can afford to invest, but whether you can afford not to.